Growth in Grace, October 16. Snares to shun. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John 2:16. Pride and the love of the world are the snares which are so great a hindrance to spirituality and a growth in grace. This world is not the Christian's heaven, but merely the workshop of God, where we are to be fitted up to unite with the sinless angels in a holy heaven. We should be constantly training the mind to noble, unselfish thoughts. This education is necessary to so bring into exercise the powers which God has given us that His name shall best be glorified upon the earth. We are accountable for all the noble qualities which God has given us, and to put these faculties to a use He never designed we should is showing base ingratitude to Him. The service of God demands all the powers of our being, and we fail of meeting the design of God unless we bring these powers to a high state of cultivation and educate the mind to love to contemplate heavenly things and strengthen and ennoble the energies of the soul by right actions, operating to the glory of God. Unless the mind is educated to dwell upon religious themes, it will be weak and feeble in this direction. But while dwelling upon worldly enterprises, it will be strong, for in this direction it has been cultivated and has strengthened with exercise. The reason it is so difficult for men and women to have religious lives is because they do not exercise the mind unto godliness. It is trained to run in an opposite direction. Unless the mind is constantly exercised in obtaining spiritual knowledge and in seeking to understand the mystery of godliness, it is incapable of appreciating eternal things. When the heart is divided, dwelling principally upon the things of the world and but little upon the things of God, there can be no special increase of spiritual strength. While worldlings are all earnestness and ambition to secure earthly treasure, God's people are not conformed to the world, but show by their earnest, watching, waiting position that they are transformed and that their home is not in this world, but that they are seeking a better country, even a heavenly.